enjoyed the service so far. You say we'll quit 11:30, and you gave me 15 minutes. Oh, okay. Forget all that. What did we learn 2 weeks ago? Wow, I can't hardly even 15 minutes doesn't touch it. Put in a nutshell, I ran across a quote yesterday. It said, when couples love God first, they love each other better. Get that? When couples love God first, they love each other better. And I think that's the key for our week together with that. And and that's going to be, I gather that from you in February. Next February, it's a new movie coming out, Old Fashioned. It's coming out on Valentine's Day. I don't know anything about it. I'm kind of looking forward to see what it says. So that keep that in mind when it comes out. Maybe something good. That's all I know. Title of the talk today, A Week at the Beach. And I kind of wrote that in a different wording, week the other way. People think, oh, you're going to the beach. Yeah. Okay, A Week at the Beach. You know, there's a couple we were invited to come a year or so ago and kept putting up. Yeah, we probably will. Maybe we will. Maybe. And so we finally committed. And at last, you know, I didn't know how it was going to work out. Thought we had to cancel it. But then I just left it up to God. You work in your will, your way, however you want to. It'll work out. And so it did work out. We got there. About 7 couples total, and couples that came there, it was quite a mixture of group of people. Observing them first day there, you get some of them seem kind of strange, some of them seem kind of happy-go-lucky, others had more of a downcast look, and others to be a kind of sophisticated composure about them, and what do they need to be here for? And it was a title, a real title of the, it was The Mystery of Marriage was a title that Dwayne had given to this program that we went to, and as we got there and trying to figure things out, you know, about the hour 26 that we were there, we kind of figured out that, that this is going to be a week at the beach was a planned destruction of ourself, our wills, and our soul ties. You get that feeling after God starts working at you and melting you down and working through areas. It somehow in a process like this, where all you do is, well, eat, go to church, you know, walk the beach, and sometimes in reverse order. You communicate with your spouse, with those that are there. You begin to become close to those there, and you tend to trust one another. You become kind of like cornerstones, building blocks. It's a safe haven, and that's what we gained about. But it was basically, like I said, is a planned destruction of ourself, and is what it's designed to be. And one lady even started out. She stated, said, "The way this is going, I'll have nothing to take home with me," and that meant all of her bitterness, her whatever garbage she's carrying in her life. She'll have nothing to take home. And that was a praise there. And we dealt with this here a lot with rejection. We dealt with self-esteem problems. We dealt with a lot of fear. And we cast them out at the foot of the cross. And a lot of things like that was brought out. And people were brought free of. And then as we went through these here, these things of rejection and all these here, we soon discovered kind of the key verse. It was in Romans 8. We went through this several times, dissecting it, putting our names in the place of the pronouns in here. I'm going to read. Oh, do I want to read this? I'm going to read a couple verses. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit is a Spirit of life, set me free from the law of sin and death. And that's what it's all about. This new Spirit that comes within us sets us free. We become a free person to walk in the newness of life, that we don't have any bondage to self-doubt, self-esteem problems, or just all this junk that Satan wants to put on us and tag us with. You know, we don't have to. We're set free. There's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. And I'm so happy that that phrase there, being set free, I guess that's the one. Singing is why, you know, I like that song there, The Vertical Church. We sang a lot. And one of them, they said, "I'm going free." And that we sang it quite a few times. And it's such a beautiful song of the freedom that you have in Christ when you dump all this garbage out, to let it go. And you are free. And the singing, like I said, music was a large part of the program. And it brought us closer to God, to each other. And somehow, sometimes we didn't even have to even have any kind of a, quote, worship service, scripture reading. Dwayne taught different times. A lot of times he didn't do anything. Singing just brought out the conviction in our lives. And it was a big part of that. And brought us closer to Jesus and to each other. And I would say that music filled our minds. And it was the open way, the key to open doors. And Dwayne brought it out many times, you know, about the life in Christ. We've seen it here about, you know, the picture of the circle of Christ. You in there? We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We're not down here by ourselves. We're walking with Christ daily, and it's such a big, vital part of us that we take it for granted so many times. You know, how we can sit in heavenly places. So many songs and hymns were sung, I couldn't name them all. We just, you know, I thought, man, I don't enjoy singing that much. But somehow the beauty of that coming together, and, you know, it wasn't the most high quality. With Dwayne being a song leader, you know, can you imagine high quality in that? No, it wasn't. Sorry, Dwayne, if you're listening. Yeah, you did good. But somehow the songs and words come together through a heart, and it's very effective in that. Some of the more modern ones that we had played there too, Greater, and Multiplied, Lord I Need You, Thrive, you know, We Believe, you know, all these, after you become so saturated with them, we turn on the radio now and it comes on. It's just like another spirit jumps out of you and just revives you. With every act of love, This Is Amazing Grace, and Build Your Kingdom Here, and Overwhelmed. And all these just amazing how it brought things together, brought things to light to your mind. And as you're there taking all this in. Another phrase I come up with here, people were created to be loved. Things were created to be used. The reason the world is in chaos is because things are being loved and people are being used. Read one more time. People were created to be loved. Things were created to be used. The reason the world is in chaos because the things are being loved and because people are being used. And that's what we can't do. We can't reverse that order. You know, God didn't create us to love things, and we have to get our minds away from it. After day five, there were happy faces everywhere. You know, about the fifth day of this here, getting up in the morning real early, and We'd go to breakfast. We'd do. I ain't gonna say too much because every one of y'all got those that'd be going again. Surprises to you, but lots of church services. We had meetings galore. The time in the afternoon off, but it was okay. We enjoyed. We looked forward to going. And after about day five of this here, there is a many happy faces were everywhere. No longer we felt like a piece of meat being marinated. We felt like a migration. I wrote some of these things down the other morning, so bear with me. We felt like a migration of the heart, soul, and mind to our spouses. You know, walls were driven down, and soul ties were mended. We had a great time, and many new friends were made, and memories will be cherished forever. Continue to pray for us that Satan will be defeated, and the love of Jesus will be overwhelming, will be the overwhelming force in our lives. And, you know, we had a great time there. Food was excellent. Dave and Benita, thank you very much for going. They was there last year. They kind of knew what the program was, and they did an excellent job of the meals. And I don't know how they washed the dishes and made the food for the next meal and zipped upstairs to get on our programs up there. They didn't want to miss out, but, you know, they were able to accomplish all that and ran a lot of the programs, and we thank you very much for being there for that. My plea is to y'all as couples, don't wait for 39 years to do this. You know, you can do it now when you're younger, when you have time. You don't know when that time will break. So get it done. You know, go for a week together to energize your marriage. Find out a little bit about the mystery of marriage. Or, you know, go find an outlet like the mystery of marriage or other ministries that have something similar. Go. Get it done. It's designed to restore your togetherness and get you on the same page together. And it's so edifying. And it's designed to restore the beauty of joining hearts together. And that's very important there with that there. And like I said, we enjoyed it very much. I didn't know how I was going to squeeze a week of golfing in with, like I did last week with the mystery marriage first. But I said, Lord, it's up to you if you can work it out. He did, and had two great weeks. But if I had to cancel one, I'd cancel the golfing. And I wasn't told to say that. And just give you a little taste of it. I told Jeremy to look up the one song that we'll play at the end here, one that we did quite a bit, Big Daddy Weave and Overwhelmed. And I thought at first, you know, I heard Big Daddy Weave coming up there, I said, you know, that got to be some kind of a reformed punk artist or something. But I was surprised. Elvin may want to use this sometime. After this is over, I'm going to give a chance to someone just to talk anything you want. That some of you have been there before to like this here. If you like to say something after the song is over, go ahead and play it, Johnny.
See the work of your hands, galaxies spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. And I hear the sound of your voice, all at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run in There is no one more beautiful. You are beautiful. God, you are the most beautiful. Yes, and